The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I want to draw your attention to that gospel we just read tonight. It is one of my very favorites. And it's this part that I can never ever get over, nor can ever get out of my head. "Now my soul is troubled," Jesus says. And then he asks this question, "And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it's for this reason I've come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." I mean, it renders me speechless. Truly. Because I don't know about y'all, but I've met humans in my life, and we're a lot. I say that as a human I would self-describe as a lot. And a place I see this the most, and this is genuinely not to be funny, I kid you not, I deeply believe Jesus is working out a lot of things in my own personal life. About two blocks from here, there's a four-way stop. It is a diagonal four-way stop, which is confusing. It goes over the train tracks, and some of you are nodding, because you too have been at this four-way stop. Listen, if y'all ever run into me at that four-way stop, I'm so sorry. I'm just going to say it right now, because every single time I go through that four-way stop, here are the rants that come in my car. And luckily, twice a day, I'm coming through that four-way stop, usually by myself. Me and the Lord. Because it usually goes like this. "Do y'all not know how to work a four-way stop? Are you kidding me? It's not your turn. You're about to hit them." These are the things I yell in my car. And if you've been through this particular four-way stop, you know what I'm talking about. Because the way it's shaped is confusing. Now that's a silly example, and if you have to drive through downtown Winter Park, you can relate to it deeply. But it's such a small example of how tough humanity is. Sometimes that's our interactions with other people, like the absolute bozos at the four-way stop, though admittedly, I'm sure sometimes they would say the same thing about me. Sometimes it's with ourselves. Where it's hard to be human. We're going through this life and things don't make sense. We're faced with pieces and things that we just don't understand. And how real is it to think, "God, you could just take this one, right?" There's nothing wrong with that prayer. I've prayed it. "Lord, you got this one, 'cause can you just take it? I can't carry this on my own. And yet, we read tonight in the gospel where Jesus, this first sentence of this paragraph, "Now my soul is troubled." We so often bypass that to get to the good stuff. But friends, he gets it. He literally says it, "My soul is troubled." He didn't say, "This is a minor inconvenience, like the four-way stop in downtown Winter Park." He didn't say, "This is slightly annoying, but I'm gonna get over it." He didn't say, "This is unfortunate, but here we go." He said, "My soul is troubled." This is that deep, dark, middle of the night kind of stuff. The stuff that keeps you up, not the minor inconveniences that by the end of the day we've forgotten. When your soul is troubled, your whole being is troubled. And we hear those words from Jesus today, that reminder that he was absolutely human. And he gets it. We could stop right there because that's enough. That's more than enough. The fact that our Savior understands us down to the depths of our being is more than enough. But he didn't stop there. That's the beauty of the reality of Jesus here on earth. That he came as a man and he died for us. That he got it, both perfectly man and perfectly God. Because he follows this up with that rhetorical question, "And what should I say? Father, save me from this?" No, this is what I came to do. This is it. I came because I love y'all. He loves each of us. He loves me. He came for that reason. He understands what it's like to have his soul troubled. And yet he still came. And we know the story's not over. And we sang this line in our opening hymn tonight. "Every vow we've broken and betrayed, you are the faithful one." And here it is. If you've tuned me out up until this point, this is the moment. "And from the garden to the grave." Because he says here in John chapter 12 that his soul is troubled. But this is not the only time he cries out to his Father when his soul is troubled. And yet, he still loves us enough to make his way to the cross. So friends, if your soul is troubled tonight, this is the right place for you. Because Jesus is meeting each of us here, where we are, wherever our soul is, wherever that lands for you, in the dark of your own night, to remind you that he loves you, he is for you, and he is never, ever forsaking you. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.